This is how we all came into the world.
This is Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And in the midst of all the insane temper tantrums coming from brainwashed insurrectionists and cuckold government reps, we're here to discuss women's wrestling. I'm your semi-basic toast, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And last week I said you could consider us Mick Foley type of guys as far as like political leanings, but I really should have said we're more in the camp of our liberator, Sami Zayn.
Yeah, considering his buddy Jackson Riker's buddies are the reason why I have to apologize.
For what?
To Reyna and to Raquel and Rhea.
Oh.
For not
appreciating their last women's standing.
Fully appreciating their last women's standing match until it took me a few more viewings.
So did you already talk about this on Take Under?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and check out. Is it called NXT Take Under or straight up Take Under?
Take Under.
All right. So you search for Take Under on your podcast search browser window and listen to that because, I was watching it with you again too. And I don't know if I like was super hyped for it during our recap, but it's really good. And then this promo this week from Raquel, was really just... It was such a statement.
Yeah, these stupid traitors must have just had me down because watching it back, like the only thing that I hate about, not hate, the only thing that I don't agree with is having Dakota come out because I think it tries to protect Rhea too much.
Yeah.
And you don't need to at this point. Everybody knows Rhea's a badass. Even if she takes a loss here, like she's still going to be
badass
Rhea.
But you know what? We still get some comic relief by seeing that nerd get stuffed
into
that, a
That's
locker.
Why like I don't hate it. But and I think I said that last week too. But that's why I can't fully hate it. I just am, as a big Reyna fan, I am not fully behind that. But I really love that match. And it's going to be the bar for me.
I was going to say, I don't even think that's going to be our match of the year contender between these two.
They'll probably put on another good one unless Rhea leaves.
And we're actually going to get... Well,
we may get another Piper...
Kaylee Ray match.
We still got to have that number one contenders match. That's like, what, March or something?
So we are still... Like in the lead up to Royal Rumble as well, we're getting all these declarations. Like, who do we think is going to come out in the Royal Rumble this year? Last year, I don't think they did a ton of like legends returns or callbacks and stuff. It was like really just all about the current rosters
because they had enough.
Yeah.
And Triple H really believes in those women.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
In NXT. I mean, there's no reason not to because they're the best ones in the company. I mean, other than the top three of, like, Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, but, like, even then, Bianca came out. Was she number two? Yeah, she was number two, and she was from NXT. Yeah. And, like, the impact that she's just made from last year.
Yeah,
it just goes to show. Yeah, Shotzi was there, but she wasn't a total standout.
I'm saying she was still kind of new, at the time. Candice was in it last year, no?
I'm pretty sure she was.
Casey Catanzaro was in it. Like, she doesn't even have a lot of TV time, and they put her in it. That's... Mm-hmm. A pretty big
has those cool spots because of her Ninja Warrior background.
I hope they get to keep those spots. We didn't have any crossover for Survivor Series, so I don't know if in the next 2 weeks some of these stars that are going to show up in Royal Rumble are going to need to just not be on the main show on NXT for a little while.
I don't know. I mean, how many weeks are we away? We're like a two
weeks, yeah. We got a Shotzi match today, so maybe we just don't see Shotzi until... Royal Rumble Sunday.
Well, there's so much going on NXT as well.
They could get away with it, yeah. So we might not. Actually, we're going to make predictions, so I'm not going to talk about it yet.
Are you talking about
for who's going to show up?
We still have like another week too. We can speculate these next couple. Okay, so we actually didn't get any women's matches on SmackDown this past week, which is I'm kind of grateful for because that means I didn't have to watch the entire show. We just got a promo from Carmella.
I haven't seen the Gauntlet match yet, but
yeah, no,
given
there was
the
like
participants, I'm assuming it was really good, and that tag team match was really good.
I'm actually not going to rip on SmackDown just because like they actually are the better, well, as far as like Raw and even Dynamite goes. SmackDown is just like a much better put together show. And the men's storylines that they were featuring this week actually needed to be like a little bit focused on compared to what's going on in the women's division, which is like nothing really.
The one thing that I could say is they didn't have to take all of that time to the men. They could have put that tag team championship match next week.
Oh, are you talking about with Street Profits?
Yeah, with Street Profits. That title change could have happened next week. It would have been probably even bigger because you don't have the gauntlet match that you're going into. And then that was probably, that was a really long chunk of that show when we watched back on the replay. Well, you could have put a women's match in there.
Speaking of Street Profits, we got Bianca Belair's declaration of the Royal Rumble entry. So we got a couple of women's promos. First was that
one. And they were good.
Yeah, Bayley came in to interrupt, and she's declaring herself in the Royal Rumble. And it was funny because I think Bianca tweeted about it, and she was just like, I was the first one to do it. She just copied me because she interrupted her. And, Bayley was just saying that the only reason why she didn't win Royal Rumble last year was because she was already champ. And then Bianca, like, snapped back at her, telling her that, she lost her championship. Like, she squandered her own title reign after Bayley told her that even if she won Royal Rumble, she's going to squander her chance at winning the title.
Yeah.
So that's like...
They're good.
Yeah.
Bianca's... We've been saying it for a long time. She needs to be a star on the show, and she's starting to step into her own.
And I think she's also, like, kind of pulling it back a little bit. Because, you know, when she first came out, she was just, like, in your face. And
it's good too, I think.
Yeah.
She needs to pace herself that way.
Yeah.
Because
and
when
so,
she finally gets strapped, she needs to go somewhere.
Which is, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, she pulled back a little bit in her promos, and it's like, it's like a really good balance because it's not too over the top, but then it's also not like where she's just like going into a shell or anything like that. We also got Carmella calling out Sasha, which was funny to me because they had just announced Sasha being the number one superstar for Sports Illustrated.
Which I don't agree with.
You don't agree she should be number one?
I agree. I've said that I think Sasha is the best wrestler on the planet.
Yes.
I don't think that she should have been the number one superstar on the planet. And I feel like Sports Illustrated... I mean, I don't know who it was.
I told you she got the Mandalorian push.
I don't know who it was that did it. And for all I know, like, that person could be a wrestling journalist for, like, 20, 30 years. But Kenny Omega, in my opinion... Well, just to kind of go on a tangent of the men for a second.
What about Sting joining the NWO? Popular move? Oh, yeah. Too sweet!
And now for a segment we like to call... But why just women's wrestling?
Kenny
and that
Omega.
Was this week's segment of Why Just Women's Wrestling.
Yeah, and it's funny too because I think with Sasha being number one on that list, it's really hard to say that she should be number one without also saying maybe Bayley should have been number one with her. Like, you can't have one without the other as far as, like, this year goes. What's cool, though, is that Bayley and Io were also on the top 10 of this list,
That's
too.
Cool.
So that was really cool.
Well, I mean, I've made my comments not about Io, so I'm not going to get into it. But I think you're right. The only reason that Sasha kind of gets that extra bit is that she came out of the feud as still champion because they wanted her because she's the bigger star.
Yes.
She's got more star power, I should say, but like Bayley's so much more and she's showing it right now in this Bianca feud. Like she's sneaky charismatic. She's like that Mick Foley charismatic where you just want to really watch her and like, it's just something about her. I think even people who don't like her, like rip on her mom haircut when she came out, like they still wanted to watch her matches and root against her.
You know, what's funny is like, you look up Bayley just online now and it really is such a stark contrast from last year, from what people were saying about her. Like, they've totally come around on her, which is fine. Because I tried to, like, not look into too much of what everybody's criticizing her for. I want to come in with, like, my own opinion. But it seems like everybody's on what train we've been on for the last whatever years. And I'm actually going to be recapping Total Bellas and stuff when now that they're back, I think. And then I'll talk a little bit about the Bayley and Steve Austin Broken Skull episode that they did together, because that was really, really good. And just like a bit of a spoiler for that is how much of a fangirl Steve Austin is of Bayley. Like, you see it play out on the show. It was really funny. Okay.
She's your favorite wrestler's favorite women's wrestler.
Steve Austin is not my favorite wrestler.
No, I said she's your favorite wrestler's favorite women's wrestler. Yes.
But also, I haven't seen the rest of his episodes of whatever that show is. So I don't know if that's how he gets with everybody.
He usually gets pretty into it. Like, he's just
he's a fan.
Nerd. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's why it's so obvious that he stayed and probably could have been bigger if not been in a couple movies and flamed out. Maybe Miz's not that Miz has flamed out, but Miz's acting career is kind of flamed out. Like, Stone Cold could have done that and gone away, but he didn't need to. He stuck around and did his stupid little storylines where he's playing the guitar with Kurt Angle and shit.
I've listened to some of his other episodes too. I think I checked out the Sasha Banks one, and because he loves Sasha Banks too. And that was one of the things that kept coming, or that's what you would see him kind of gush about with Bayley, was talking about her matches with Sasha. And he just talks about how good they are, just how really good they are. I should probably go back and find his interviews with Becky too, because isn't he all big on Becky?
I don't know. They had their show, the USA show, wasn't it? I don't think they had a Broken Skull Sessions.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Because I don't think
Broken Skull Sessions is fairly new, isn't it?
I think it came out after. Yeah, I think it became part of programming during the pandemic.
So anyway, back to the Carmella promo, because that's what we were starting off talking about. Yeah, it's just Carmella talks in circles. And maybe this is her character. She sounds very she sounds like she's in her own world, where we're like, that's not true though. You saying this about Sasha and you saying that you're better than her, that's just not true. They announced the Sports Illustrated thing right before this segment.
I figured it out. She was at home all throughout the pandemic just saying you could go on TV and just say things that aren't true. And nobody's ever going to fucking call you on it if you're the right, type of person. And she's just all right, I'm just going to go do this.
Okay. Genius.
I'm the champion.
Then. You know what?
Sasha sucks. You guys need to deal with it.
I apologize. Then I totally didn't understand. This
it's
is
a
what
social
it was.
Commentary.
Wow.
Damn, Carmella's
She's
deep.
Okay. So that was... Oh, that's not it. Sonya Deville is back on SmackDown.
Is she GM?
That's what it sounds like is happening.
Is GM even still a thing?
Well, I don't know who that Adam Pearce man is, but apparently he has so much work to do on SmackDown and Raw, and he needs help, and Sonya's there to help and learn from him. I thought that man was a porn star. I don't know why he was there.
I knew he was an old wrestler because they've mentioned that. And then when they started alluding to the fact that he was going to wrestle, I said, they're not going to put this fucker in a wrestling match. And sure enough, I think they ended up putting him in a wrestling match. But
yeah,
I didn't finish watching SmackDown, so I couldn't tell you.
He was supposed to have fought Roman Reigns, I think it was. I don't know. I didn't watch it either. Because the last thing I heard was Sonya saying, you put yourself in a match now, so I'm here to help. And he was like, no, that match isn't happening. So
Who
knows?
And then who cares about that storyline? But yes, Sonya's back, and we need to know more about what her capacity is.
I loved her suit. She looked super cute with her little skull lapel too.
I didn't even notice.
She was super sharp.
The suit was good. I didn't notice.
Yeah. On Raw, I mean, Asuka's still champion, but we're not going to see anything from her right now. We got half of the tag team champions, Charlotte Flair versus Lacey Evans. This whole storyline... Okay, first of all, this match, not so good. This storyline, even worse. I want Charlotte to chuck Ric Flair out into space, because that would be way more interesting than what's going on right now.
Convince him whoever else is booking these main shows not... Well, I guess I can't say that criticism for SmackDown. for Raw, not contextualize women, like, unless it's...
There's a man involved.
Unless there's a man involved.
I think that's also... I mean, we see this evident on other shows as well, as on other brands as well.
That's true, yeah. I guess it's not just a criticism.
God,
like, I'm so done... I know I'm very few wrestling fans, but I hate Ric Flair, and I don't need to see any more of Ric Flair. Charlotte is the only good thing Ric Flair ever did, and he can go.
I don't think...
He served his purpose.
I don't think your love, Charlotte, would appreciate you saying that about her dad.
I know, that's the thing, is because she's such a good person, but he's such a piece of shit, like...
I was scrolling through my LinkedIn page, and I follow WWE. They actually hired a woman to be, like, in charge of all creative writing right now.
Cool.
So, we'll see. We'll see in the next few weeks, because we know that they write
when
these shows like SNL style. Probably just a few days ago when I read it.
Cool. Yeah, hopefully it'll get better. I mean, it can't get much worse, that's for sure.
Even, I don't know, like, I understand that, like, some of, especially, like, the women are coming up with their own characters, but they still need somebody there to help, like, guide and mold it into something that makes, one, makes sense, and two, like, is going to, like, reach across and not just be, like, a weird whatever the hell Lacey is doing. Like, I've never met any person that... Or even, I guess it's because it's a caricature. I guess that's what it is. But still, she's all over the place.
Yeah.
She's not nailed down. And it was funny seeing her wrestle against Charlotte, because she does look like as if JoJo Siwa just decided to be a wrestler one day.
Lacey Evans is the only bad match Charlotte had ever put on prior to this. And she continues to be the only, like... This match wasn't bad.
I was going to say, this wasn't
this
even a bad
better.
Match.
It was much better than their last performance, that's for sure.
But it wasn't... maybe just, like, even Ric Flair coming out, just,
yeah,
like,
this
the whole thing,
like,
just put a bad taste in my mouth from the beginning.
It's not even just, like, a criticism of Lacey. Like, they were okay. They were serviceable enough in the ring. This storyline is dumb.
Okay, so, I don't know, should we give credence to it and, like... branch it out.
No.
Okay, the gist is Lacey is calling herself Charlotte Flair's stepmom on Twitter, so that's kind of funny. But even then, it's just like, I don't know. I'd rather watch, like, 4 Nia matches.
I mean, let's not get too hasty.
Hey, there's no men involved with Nia right now, so... Like, I would much rather watch that.
If you had 4 Nia matches, one of them would be against Randy Orton or Baron Corbin. I guarantee you that much.
In a handicap match against Nia. Probably. Okay. Shayna and Nia had a tag team match against Sexy Muscle Friends. So they're still a tag team. That's still happening.
I would have much preferred to just not have Nia involved in there. Just be a handicap match.
Well, the finish was kind of funny because, you know, Nia was getting ready to finish off. Who was it? Was it Dana?
Yeah.
She was getting ready to jump off the ropes onto her. And Shayna tagged herself in, very casually walked in and just put her in her Karafuta clutch. And she tapped out right away.
Oh, this is mine now. You're done? Okay.
You're done. Move. And, yeah, so they won that one, but Nia's face just... Okay, so maybe this is why it's still going... I'm holding out some hope.
No, I'm saying, like, that's why I would have much rather just had it be a handicap match, because now I know that this is alluding to... And, I mean,
Shayna,
we already saw this
Nia?
Coming. It's alluding to, like, the Shayna-Nia breakup, and I don't care about Nia. I don't want to see her in anything, and I really want to see Shayna in everything. I'd much rather see Shayna wrestle Lacey... 4 times than see Nia wrestle Shayna once.
Or Shayna in a handicap match with Randy Orton and Baron Corbin.
I'd actually like to see that, because I think she could beat the shit out of him. Corbin would cry first of all.
She would make Corbin cry.
Corbin would be like, she's not allowed to hit that hard. Why? And then he would leave, and then she'd just have to fight Randy Orton. And that would be a tough fight.
But she'd figure it out.
She'd probably bleed a little bit, but she would choke him out.
Yeah, like
that dude wears shorts.
He does the whole, like, out of nowhere thing. She'd have to, like, reverse that and get him in her in her hold.
All I'm saying is Shayna.
I'd put my money on Shayna.
Shayna, I would put my money on Shayna against any man in shorts.
All right, so I think that's all that happened on Raw, as far as I'm concerned.
The fucking champion wasn't used at all.
No, well, okay, she's taking a break. Well-deserved one.
Okay.
So
I'm not saying it's not well-deserved, I'm saying, okay.
Well, I heard that actually Sasha was there for SmackDown. They just were like, well, we don't know what to do with them right now. I don't know. I don't know how true that is, but everybody is like very, very anti-WWE, so I can't take those as credible sources.
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't really watch Dark this week. I caught a couple of the matches. I thought Serena Deeb and Tay Conti were going to be on there, but they were on Dynamite. So we'll talk about that later. But there were like, I don't know, warm-up matches, I guess. Tay Conti faced somebody new called Marty Daniels, who looked like Rhea Ripley at the Mae Young Classic, like the first go-round.
Baby brunette Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Brunette baby Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. And yeah, that one was okay, but really, Serena Deeb, she wrestled Tesha Price. That was a really good match.
Who's Tesha Price again?
Tesha Price is that blonde one that's still fairly new, but we said she's got, like, lots of potential.
Oh, the weird cartwheel one.
Yeah.
Fartwheel.
Yes, her.
She's great, yeah. Well, like, again, she has potential. Yeah, cool. I need to probably go back and watch that. Well, yeah. I probably won't, but cool. I'm glad they put on a really good match.
Well, yeah, it's just, like, they, you know, they just bill Serena as the experienced professional. And it's, yeah, it's true. There was like a scary part of the match, though, where she got stuck in the ropes. Like her knee was over the top rope and her foot was caught on the middle rope. And she was just like, she was waggling there for a while. I think the, I know it's Taz, but who's the other man? Excalibur? They were like, ref. Oh my God, like, go help her. They were freaking out a little, I think. But she came out with some guy who was just like yelling at her the whole time on the outside of the ring.
Tesha.
She came out with some guy named Joe. I don't know. But he was just like, he at one point he said, what'd he say? That's right. Stop wrestling and start fighting. I was like, who is this idiot? And she was yelling at him the whole time too. She was like, shut up. So, like, that was pretty cool just to see her be vocal during this match. But, again, she probably doesn't need that guy, whoever he is. But, again, she's also not on Dynamite yet, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, so I can't say anything.
The other matches of the night, Red Velvet fought Leva Bates. I did skip over that one. But she came out on Dynamite. I caught the waiting room on the show. Did you see that at all? So they finally got Britt Baker's waiting room on Dynamite.
Told you.
Well, her guest was Cody. So, gee, I wonder why. but
no, that's just what you do with the first time you're going to premiere waiting room on there. But I told you it was going to be on Dynamite.
So. That Reba girl, she's so silly. Like, yeah, good addition for her. Shoot, I'm already going to forget her name. The one that came out with Shaq. The new one. The one that does pause throughout her entire promos.
I didn't even know. I don't think I've even seen her on Dynamite.
Well, she's like demanding a match. She came out to crash the waiting room.
No, I did see the one where she got Brandy beat up in the back or something like that. That's the only promo I've seen.
Well, it's funny because she came out and was already talking shit about Brandy and like nobody cares that she's pregnant.
She said nobody cares that she's pregnant?
Yeah, she was saying like nobody gives a damn. And she like pointed at Britt Baker too. And Britt was just like, yeah, this is like Brandy free for 9 months. So she's still demanding a match. Not really sure. I wasn't really following it, but Red Velvet came, I guess, to defend Brandy's honor. And so that started a brawl. And in a page right out of WWE's handbook, they brought the entire women's roster to break up the match or break up the fight.
She's Brandy's avatar. Yeah. She's Brandy's wrestling avatar, which is fine. Just book her the way you would want to book and just take yourself out of it. Have your family now. Like, you, I know you really wanted, but it just wasn't working out before. I'm sorry.
Ooh. Can we talk about the new baby on the way? Not Renee's, not Brandy's, but freaking the Hardys, Matt Hardy. They're getting a little girl.
Yeah, finally. Now she doesn't have to. Actually, that one's probably going to be the craziest one of all.
She'll be the one to watch when she gets older.
She's going to look like Jeff. And she's going to have his temperament. I'm not saying his, like, his problematic stuff. I'm saying she's going to have his daredevil, like, instinct.
Well, at least she'll have her momager there.
Yeah.
To, like, keep everything in check.
To make sure she's getting paid when she falls on the tables. I don't think anybody did that for Jeff and Matt. And look, they have estates now.
Right.
Their kids are going to be freaking Elon Musk's kid friends.
Ew.
I'm just saying they're going to have that much money.
Or I was going to say there's just going to be that much crazy surrounding
that's
them.
True, actually.
They can commiserate. All right, well, let's get to the fun stuff. Let's talk to NXT. The first match to kick off the show was Shotzi versus Candace. Did we know this was going to happen?
No, I don't remember knowing that any matches right? other than the tag team main event was going to happen.
Yeah, so
such a stark contrast to last week's kickoff is what I just got to say to point out, like, how much I don't want to say better and keep, like, pitting them against each other. But this, in my opinion, was a much, I mean, yeah, there's no other way to say it. It was a better kickoff. Like, it had more energy. It was cooler between the, it was much more intriguing and brought you into the show as opposed to last week was like, these two huge guys should probably be a mid-card or yeah. end of the card show. Like,
yeah,
this is kind of slow moving and good to start off your New Year's event.
I've come to appreciate NXT's like model of doing that, where even if I don't want to see the women come out first, like at least it is explosive right off the bat. Yeah. So we get that with Shotzi and Candace here, and friggin' Indy looking like she's out of 1999, friggin' Britney Spears music video.
Yeah,
I know that this fashion is cyclical, but like, she really does look like she's out of 1999.
They are. New Zealand just got the 90s right before they left, like 2 years ago.
Is that where Dakota Kai is from? New yes. Zealand? Okay, that
New
makes
Zealand,
sense.
Australia,
then.
Wherever. Are they on the same island? They're in the same
no,
general vicinity.
I don't think so.
I went to American school.
I was gonna say, as you could tell, we've had an American education.
Texas specifically. Not all American educations are created equally. Texas is
It was just a few years after high school that we realized Texas is not the center of the universe.
Yes, that general area only got the 90s like 4 years ago, I want to say.
Right. Well, I mean, we did see Dakota Kai in her like weird 80s getup not too long ago, a few years back. So yeah. that tracks. Yeah, so what'd you think of this match?
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. I mean, they're both really good. Like I said, it was just a match that brought you into the show right away.
It was kind of...
I was surprised they went as long as they did, is what I'll
Well, say. I was just going to say, it was kind of fun to see Shotzi getting that frustrated by not being able to take out Candace right away. But we have already... Not that it's been established in NXT, but like we know that Candace is like... That hardcore girl.
It has been
girl.
Established in NXT.
That she's a hardcore
she
wrestler.
Did the street fight with Mia Yim. She's done War Games twice now. I think it's been pretty established in NXT. I mean, not to like the extent where she's ripped open and bloody yeah. on like the indies, but you're not going to get that in WWE. I think we've seen it as established as you're going to in WWE.
And like she's coming out as pint-sized pixie, so I really don't think they're going to get into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like her and Candace are like the... Well, I think all the women in NXT are, like, rough and tough. Again, yeah, this is, like, the rock and roll brand, I guess.
I'm just surprised that they went that long. Like, every time Shotzi comes out, I'm like, man, she just wrestles so like, I don't even want to say recklessly because it just appears reckless sometimes because of, like, the way she throws her body around. Like, we've seen her, like, legit just fall time-wise because she's just going, like, so balls out. But I don't ever think that she can, like, because it doesn't seem like she paces herself. I don't ever think that she can go for very long, and, like, seeing her go this long, like, gets me amped up for this year of Shotzi. She's going to put on bangers with everybody.
She's going to be champ again. She's going to be champion by the next, like, takeover.
I don't think so. Well, I think she needs to be now until the end of the year.
We'll talk about the championship scene in a little bit. But, no, I wanted to point out, like, my favorite part of the match, which was when Shotzi put Candace in her cool submission hold, and Candace tried rolling out, and then Shotzi rolled back into it, and then they just basically rolled around the mat in that same hold, and Candace couldn't escape it. Like, just little things like that that they do are so creative. So I really do like seeing Shotzi and Candace together. And, yeah, I agree that I don't think we're going to see them, either of them, in the title picture for a little bit, especially considering all these other women who are now
trying to stake a claim.
Yeah.
Which really sucks for Candace. Like, for her to have gotten that close, and I think that should have been a title change for them to have kept it on EO, is just the wrong booking, in my opinion. But, again, my opinion is probably wrong because I'm not a super mark, and I'm not going to keep, like, I don't mind missing an episode occasionally if I need to. Even though I do a podcast on NXT, and I'm just not going to, like, be super enthralled about almost anything Io ever does. Even though I'm a fan of her and I think she's good, this whole reign has been super tainted for me from the beginning.
Well, you know what's so funny? As I was looking up the Wrestle Kingdom results and seeing, I did see that they actually had, like, a women's, well, it was an exhibition match from Stardom.
But was it in the actual show?
I don't know if it actually was.
Because they did that last year, too, but it didn't actually make it to the show.
I don't know. I couldn't. The New Japan website is under maintenance right now, so I couldn't look it up. But basically, I was seeing this faction, like the factions that they have, and one of them is called Queen's Quest. Piper was actually a part of it, and so was Io. And I guess Io was the one that founded that faction, and I think that's why there was, like, such hype around her, like, when she came here. And it's probably why, like, a lot of people who would probably, like, listen to our podcast would be cursing us, because we just don't get it.
I mean, those people also still call Asuka Kana.
Right.
So I don't give a fuck. Like, that's not her name anymore. Deal with it.
Yeah. So speaking of, Shotzi lost this match because Indy got involved, which was, you know what? Yes, this match was really cool. This match was really fun. And then right at the end, it was just like a fart again. Like, this has happened a couple of times now.
It was a problem months ago. They haven't done it in a while, but then they did two of them in this one. Well, the other one wasn't as bad, but the way that they're doing the protege thing is dumb because, like, Loomis and Shotzi in this, well, maybe not Shotzi, because as we've established, she's, like, reckless. Just don't attack the person that's about to attack you, and then you win the match.
Right. Like, you have to tune them out.
Just let them hit you, like, and then you can hit them right afterwards, but let them hit you first, because then you win the match, and then you can do whatever you need to at that point.
Yeah.
Pull out a chair and take out two people.
Right. So, Indy, like, swung at Shotzi, and
Shotzi avoided it, so she didn't get hit.
Yeah.
And then hits Indy to distract herself, and then loses.
That's when
the match.
Candace was able to come up and do her, what was that move that she did?
Her swinging neck breaker. She does that. That's what she did to Mia to finish her off in that street fight.
I thought they had a name for it, though.
No.
No. Okay.
Maybe they might have, but that's what it is.
Okay. That happened. The Raquel promo. You watched it. I had stepped away for a little bit, so you gotta.
I watched some of it. I didn't realize that it was her, to be honest with you, towards the beginning of it. Because really? I wasn't paying attention to it, so I need to watch it again.
Well,
I need to watch the show again.
Basically, she's just saying that now everybody knows that she's what did she say? Like, everybody knows that she's, like, the new baddest bitch around or whatever.
And then she did stake her claim for Io's title, which, given that we also saw somebody else trying to stake her claim for Io's title last week, is like, okay, what the fuck are you guys doing here? Are you going to waste this, like, hopefully rush this Mercedes thing so that we can just not do it? Or are you going to waste this Reyna build? Because Reyna should be the one to take the belt off.
Raquel. I think we're going to get, like, an all-out for it between Mercedes.
That's what I was also like just in my head throwing around, and I don't want to see that just because I don't want to see Mercedes. I don't want two wrestlers. I don't even want to say that. I just don't want Mercedes in that match. She doesn't need to be in it, and the two of them could put on a really good match without her.
Yeah, I'm wondering how it is going to play out because, I mean, Raquel got, you know, because she did say it in her promo, I'm going to say Raquel, she's the one that put Io through that table at War Games. Yeah, it makes more sense to see this get built up and drawn out. Yeah, cool. Mercedes is back. Also, did I already say, like, I didn't realize her voice sounded like that.
You didn't on here, no.
For some reason, I don't even know, like, what I imagined her voice to be, but I was very surprised by it. I was pleasantly surprised by it.
Yeah. I mean,
I
can't agree. Yeah, I just hope Raquel doesn't get lost in this, and that War Games was like this whole build. I really don't see that happening.
And now I do see Rhea leaving.
Yeah, I don't either. I honestly don't know that I see Rhea leaving yet anymore, but we'll see. I do still kind of hope so, though, and I do want Raquel to just break Io. Like, I want people to go into this match thinking, oh, it's going to be like a banger. And it is for like a couple minutes, like maybe 10, and then Raquel just breaks away and like breaks her. And she has to go, like, even if she has to like pretend injury, go away for a little while. Like, yeah, she had her little run right now. And then it's cooler when she eventually comes back and either takes the belt off of her or somebody else. More than likely her to tell the better story, but Raquel needs to be built as that monster that Rhea was before.
Yeah.
Because she wrestles in that sense. Like, Rhea was always...
Well, Rhea's sort of, like, explosive.
Yeah, she wasn't, like, the dominating force the way that, like, Raquel is in her matches. And if Raquel is that champion that Rhea is getting, like, that Becky booking, I think it'll work. It'll be more believable.
Technically, they started new seasons of Raw and... I don't know about SmackDown.
Is it every
I think
year SmackDown. That they started new
yeah,
season?
I think they reset at the beginning of the year. But I think, I know they had the draft. Sometimes they do that shake up. I guess I can't remember if they do any other sort of like call ups right out. Yeah, they do. They call up people all the time throughout the year. So I don't see why Rhea couldn't come up to or move to Raw or SmackDown.
I'm sure we'll see her in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
After that, the next time we might see her might be Royal Rumble. Again, to keep her protected.
So. Yeah.
For a couple, like, just logistically wise, to keep her protected, to have her be there. And even if she's not going to be in Raw or SmackDown now, like, at least to have her as to participate in that.
Yeah.
To reward her for her participation this year. But I kind of want to see her leave because she would help that women's roster for sure.
She'd help NXT's roster too.
By leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she'd help the. Creative, like,
yeah.
NXT,
you'd just have new angles too.
You just have one less
puzzle piece.
Yeah, because she needs to be like. I mean, and the way NXT is, they're not like the main shows that don't use their people. They leave Shayna on the sidelines for like 3 months. Like, Rhea's not someone that you can really do that with.
I really don't think they would do that with
even
her, though.
Then,
like,
even when she was gone, like after the Charlotte thing, like they were still cutting promos with her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay. So. Xia Li had a match.
Xia Li had a murder.
We don't know who this masked lady / master of Xia is, but...
It's a very angry Tegan Nox.
I think
she's sitting.
They're running some sort of illegal homeless fight ring, because first of all...
I'm telling you, that's what she trained on.
Well, that's what this jobber looked like, was like a inebriated, pulled off the street woman. We'll give you $20 if you come and be on NXT. Like, what was that? Honestly, though, like having to watch Zaya.
Maybe it was a prototype of Sarah.
Of who?
Sarah.
Oh, So, oh, okay, that'd be way more ethical then. I don't know what the
prototype as opposed to being a homeless person.
Also, again, I'm not really familiar with AI laws.
I mean, it definitely is because the robot could get its parts repaired, but I mean, one of those things is eventually going to be able to uprise and murder you.
Okay, so at first I was going to say I wasn't very impressed with seeing Zaya take out some of these
homeless people.
Homeless people, but now that we've ruled that out, still not as impressive to see her taking on.
I don't know. She hit that robot exoskeleton with a foot pretty hard. I would have shattered mine, that's for sure. I broke my toe on a coffee table once.
But the idea of like the commentator robot army rising would be very, very interesting to watch on NXT.
The prototypes all gotta be brunettes.
Yeah. I just realized they started that program after Charlie's like their success. That's who this is based off of. But once Queen Kathy left, they had to ramp up production. And that's why
she left. She walked into a room where they had them and she was like, what is happening here? She thought they were going to harvest her brain and put an AI in it. But no, like they knew how talented she was. She was going to be a new model. But instead, she was like, nah, I don't want any part of that. That's why she isn't doing anything, like, still right now.
We talk about on NXT UK and all of, like, their
lore. Oh, those are their lore. Conspiracies. Those are real.
But this is America.
That's actual lore.
This underground tech is, like, extreme and not anything that we could comprehend yet until they all get that command. And we're going to see a smart autonomous robot acting human be the first one to lead him.
Yeah, either that or it was Stephanie McMahon.
This is Stephanie McMahon's fembot army.
No, I'm saying that. Getting off of the opponents, I'm saying her trainer is Stephanie McMahon, which then it would definitely be homeless people.
That tracks. I mean, Linda McMahon's pack is also one of the ones that funded that rally that led to the insurrection at the Capitol. So, apple tree.
I was indoctrinated very young, so I am in love with Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, sames.
But, I mean.
We know what it is.
If this is her, like, cosplay, like, her metal emo cosplay fantasy, and it's definitely homeless people. Zaya's murdering on a weekly basis. If Vince was your dad, you would need to have some sort of weird alter ego that nobody else knows about.
I believe
this is just her in real life troll account. She posted an account.
I believe enough in Stephanie McMahon. She would only be using all the robot prototypes. Yikes. Okay. Women's Dusty Classic.
Got half their teams maybe announced?
Yeah, we got...
Hopefully, because if that's all the teams, I'm going to be very...
very disappointed.
Why the fuck? It's just war games all over again. Why did you even do this?
So we have Ember and Shotzi are a team because Shotzi was calling out Candace and she was saying that she knows that Candace and Indy are going to be part of the Dusty Classic. So she needs a partner that she can rely on. I thought it was going to be Rhea.
It should have been Rhea,
but she picked Ember Moon. So
because her competition isn't Indy and Candace, it's Dakota and Raquel.
Right. Then we got we call them KC Express. KC Catanzaro and Kaden Carter. They gave their little promo. And then they announced the other ones, which is Candace and Indy, obviously, and Toni Storm with Mercedes Martinez.
Ooh.
I mean, it's the pairing that's just like, well, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I hope it's the pairing that is that and they lose because I want Casey and Kaden to go on and even get into the final and possibly win this. But when we saw who Shotzi's paired with And when you were like, yeah, you don't bring Ember in for nothing, they still haven't given Ember anything, it right. really got me thinking, what do they do with the men's Dusty Classic? They always partner up two people and give them the award.
Yeah.
Ricochet and Aleister.
Pete Rosa Dunne Waits, and Riddle, yeah.
It happens all the time. I think even DIY was created for the Dusty Classic originally. Maybe were the original they? One. I could be completely wrong, but I think so.
Our only established tag team is KZ Express.
Yeah.
But
so
they'd have to do that anyway.
But yeah, I get that with them being those two big draws.
Yeah, like, I think it's going to be them. It's going to come down to them and Shotzi and Ember. And I think Ember and Shotzi are going to take it.
Yeah, if they're on opposite parts of the bracket, then I definitely think that's going to be sure. the final and the result.
They need but to. I
hope the winner goes the other way.
So who are the other women that are still there? We got Xia Li. We got. Is Aaliyah still there?
Xia. Well, Stephanie McMahon, Xia's overlord, sits in the corner or even at the entrance, and Xia has to fight tag teams by herself.
That'd be pretty funny.
So they put two hobos in there with her in the ring in the first round.
Two prototypes with her in the first
round.
A hobo
and a prototype in there.
Is Aaliyah still on the roster?
Aaliyah's still on the roster.
Chelsea Green
is not going to be there. She's still injured, I believe.
Oh, no.
And she's on SmackDown, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they're just going to have to bring women from Raw and SmackDown down.
That's what a lot of people have been saying.
Makes sense. I still think Ember and Shotzi are going to take it.
Bring somebody from UK over that doesn't need to be featured in stuff and put them in the Robert Stone brand. And then you have a tag team.
Jenny.
And then Robert Stone and Aaliyah and whoever this new person is can have like their little segments and their WWE exclusives for laughs. And yes, please, Jenny, so that we can keep Piper and Kaylee forever fighting.
Did you see Jazzy's new look?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Dang.
She is going to destroy Nyla at some point, is my prediction.
Yeah.
Nyla, at some point this year, her and Nyla are going to have a really good match.
If NXT UK really doesn't, like, I don't know if she's even on their roster anymore.
She's not in the company anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So she's, as far as I know, she's a free agent.
Ooh.
She should go to TNA.
Yeah.
She should just skip AEW. Like, I mean, I know those are the two big companies, but TNA has been around for a while and their women's division is much better and could give her much cooler.
I was going to say, like, it would be so much more fun to see her there too.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that because we did catch like highlights and stuff. So I missed the whole Soo Young thing. She is now a Susan. And she helped distract Taya Valkyrie during her match against Kimberly. So at this weekend, it's going to be Taya versus Deonna for the Knockouts Championship. That's also where we're getting the tag team Knockouts Champs too.
Who's the final?
It's Havoc and Nevaeh versus Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz. So we'll see who wins this weekend.
And this is for the belts?
Yes.
There used to be belts. There's not belts currently.
Correct. Who are the original ones? The original holders? Oh, the Beautiful People versus Sarita and Taylor Wilde when they did their bracket, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Madison Rain was part of the Beautiful People. I think I've shown you like a few clips of like old ones. Yeah, so Madison Rain was on commentary, I think, this past week.
Yeah, she wrestles occasionally. She's mostly on commentary.
Mm-hmm. Well, she does that locker room show that we've seen. Rosemary had a match against Tennille Dashwood. And what's his name? What was the guy's name? The one that takes pictures of Tennille on the side?
Caleb with a K.
Caleb with a K. He had a can of hairspray. And he used it on Rosemary. Yeah, and then at one point, Tennille had it in her hand, and she Rosemary got her to spray herself in the face with it, and she was able to win that match. But also, because I guess like a former partner of Rosemary's came out to help her. I don't know. He had the same matching makeup as she did. So I'm like very lost in as far as like that storyline goes, because I don't know if they're like, are they demon siblings, or were they lovers? Were they both? I don't know who he is.
Their storylines. They seem so complex too, which is why I haven't gone back and like actually researched them.
Well, also like, they're not silly.
You can just jump in. Is that why? Like, it's not like you have to know all this stuff. You can just, demon wedding. Okay, cool. Like, I'm in.
Well, that's why I was also confused too, or like why I'm unsure of it, because Rosemary, I thought, was married, but then her husband was shot and killed. I don't know. I think.
I don't know. We need to pay attention more to them and not reward.
It's hard to find replays like next day. Like, they just put up a match that happened like 2 months ago in full.
This is why nobody pays attention to it as much as AEW.
And I'm not. Access is on my cable like lineup. Why doesn't it have on demand? Well, anyway. I guess, and I'm not going to pay for DVR. Who does that when everything streams online? All right, technical stuff aside. I'm going to have to cut out a lot of that. Okay, so I know we're still a little ways away from the Royal Rumble, but what are some like early predictions that you have right now? Based on promos that we've been seeing, the entrants that have already declared.
Charlotte or Bianca.
That wins it?
Yeah.
There's no way Charlotte's winning again.
I wouldn't put it past her.
I think it should come down at the end to Shayna, Bianca, and Bayley. I don't care who wins from them three.
Charlotte. Has Shayna even declared?
She's going to be in it.
We'll see.
I think it should come down to Bianca and Bayley, and then Bianca winning the Royal Rumble. I think she's going to win.
I'm glad that she's a Grand Slam champion, but I think that bringing Charlotte out a month or before the Royal Rumble after a long layoff is a wrong call. You should have brought her back at Royal Rumble.
Yeah. The way that
they could have won the tag team champions with Asuka on the Raw after Royal Rumble. You don't need to.
The way that they're running this is so poor. So poor.
You don't need to run the stupid Ric Flair storyline. That's just the one thing that I want to throw out there. And I think if you want to have like back-to-back champions, just get it out of the way right now so that people can always keep thinking, oh, what if somebody does win back-to-back? And maybe Charlotte will win for a third time. Like, just to put that doubt in people's head, and then just don't have back-to-back champions for like 10, 12 years, something like that.
I still think they should have gone with my idea of putting her with Andrade.
I could still do that. Maybe he'll come back and be like, nah, both of you, get out of here.
Well, no, they can't do it anymore just because of the way she returned. It's just like classic Charlotte. Like, if she had come back after this whole hiatus and was like Jimmy Buffett Charlotte, all still in her engagement honeymoon phase, like, that would have been cool to see, but
pull it off. But if they are going to, this would have to be like the fall of Charlotte. She'd have to get too distracted with her dumbass dad, and then he'd have to come in and like,
well, see, even then, like, you should have just had her straight. She should have just been distracted with Andrade. Nah. Instead, we have to see this creepy old horny man.
I'd like to revise my pick then. I guess just Bianca.
I think Bianca's going to win.
Bianca.
But also,
Rhea is a surprise entrant.
But also, Bayley hasn't won the Royal Rumble yet either.
She's going to have a long career, so it doesn't need to be this year.
Rhea
could potentially have her rematch.
Bianca has to win, especially if you have like Rhea in it and if Shayna is in it, because Bianca has like very unfinished business with them. Put her against Bayley as well. She has like an ongoing feud with her.
I'm pretty sure she's like, the biggest favorite.
Yeah. It makes the most sense, especially right now, like during this whole pandemic stuff.
That's why I don't want it to happen.
Why?
She needs to have a bigger moment than the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome.
Like, Charlotte won it last year. Just give her another one. What's padding her stats mean? And then you don't take anybody's, like, actual moment. And everybody's already going to say, Charlotte gets everything anyway. So, like, fuck it. I'm sure she wouldn't mind, like, taking the heat of other people, of everybody doing that.
You're, like, trying to reverse psychology people with your Charlotte takeover here. I think what we need to do in these next 2 weeks is go back to the last Women's Royal Rumbles that they've had, just to get hyped up for it.
I think what they need to do what I need to do in the next few weeks is watch more Kaylee Ray and Charlotte and decide who I love more.
Fair enough. You all go watch some more women's wrestling.
Kenny Omega facilitated a cross-brand feud that his generation, which I think includes me, the generation a little bit prior to me, and everybody since, like, the Monday Night Raw wars happened, have been wanting to see. And so Sports Illustrated coming in and saying, oh yeah, this is the best person, is like a rap music like reporter or journalist saying this is the best rock album, like best rock artist. It's just kind of out of their depth, but I don't know who that person is, so I don't want to speak out of turn.
Well, I was going to say, it's fine anyway that we bring this up because I'll probably just cut it out anyway. But if you've been watching Dynamite, like, of this year, I wouldn't call him the number one superstar on that list.
That's true, I guess, to a point. But
because we know what he's capable of. We all have seen his, like, stuff back in New Japan, right? That didn't happen.
You're comparing him to himself as the thing. The Stadium Stampede was a hell of a match. His, like, feud going on with Hangman, or not feud, his, like, kind of his tag team inner turmoil with Hangman carried that company for a couple weeks, where they had nothing but boring storylines other than that. They didn't do it, like, to the extent that Sasha and Bayley carried WWE, which is a much bigger company. Mm-hmm. But he also, like, did contribute in that way.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I just don't know that I agree with it, but I haven't fully, like, really thought about it.